like to bring to order the House Committee on Consumer Protection, the interim House Committee, I might add. A little bit of feedback here. Hopefully you on the phone can hear okay.
Yep, hey. Sounds clear.
Okay, we have Representative Gilliam and Representative Springer joining me here today in Salem, along with Teresa Van Winkle, our committee administrator. Today, our meeting is going to be introducing some bills for committee introduction, pre-session filing, and this does not mean that you support the bill or are obliged to vote for it, as you probably all know. This is merely for getting the bill introduced and to potentially have public hearings and potentially have work sessions down the road if there is agreement to do so. So with that, Teresa, you want to lay out the process?
Yes, Mr. Chair. What we're going to do, committee members, is I will I email to everyone in advance the concepts and as much of the synopsis as I could of the LCs, except for the four that I sent out this morning. But what I will do for the record is enter the legislative concepts we have in front of us and the relating to clause. And there, for those in the audience, we do have copies available. So I'll get going then. First is LC 1177 relating to unlawful collection practices, LC 1399 relating to debt management service, LC 1509 relating to novelty lighters and declaring an emergency, LC 1677 relating to liabilities arising from residential contractor activity appropriating money and declaring an emergency, LC 1681 relating to fireworks business in exclusive farm use zone, LC 1702 relating to privacy of identification documents, LC 1766 relating to motor vehicles, LC 1768 relating to motor vehicle insurance policies, LC 1771 relating to mortgages, LC 1772 relating to business entity registry functions performed by the Secretary of State, and last but not least, LC 1474 relating to substances contained in children's products.
Are you ready for a motion?
Just a moment, Representative Riley, please.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, hold on one second. Let me check on that. I think that one does have one, but let me check. I did not read on some of them the exact, the complete relating to clause because it was referring to specific statutes. So, yes, there is an emergency clause on that already.
Okay,
so you're
thank
fine.
You. I'm ready for that motion, Representative Riley.
Mr. Chair, I move that the legislative concepts in front of us be introduced in block.
Second.
Representative Riley has moved that we introduce the legislative concepts in front of us in block, and it's been seconded. Well, we don't need a second.
Mm-hmm.
But
sorry.
Better safe than sorry.
Any discussion? Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the work that you've done here, and I appreciate what you said earlier about this does not indicate our support. I just feel that I should sort of underline that in my case because, as you well know, the nature of our committee can be soup to nuts, and there are so many concepts from so many different important fields that I do want to go on record as saying that as a courtesy to the chair, who I respect, I certainly will vote for this as a block, but reserve the right to comment, discuss, and otherwise dissent as we move forward in 09.
Thank you for that comment. I appreciate it.
Chair.
I would expect nothing less from you. Representative Nelson.
Yes, thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. I would like to say I'm doing this as a courtesy to our chair and our committee, and my replacement, of course, will reserve the right to study this and vote according to what you think is right.
No one can replace you, Donna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that. Representative Nelson, I appreciate your comments. Any other discussion? Hearing none. Is there any objections to adopting these LCs? Hearing none, they are so adopted.
Excellent.
Any other business?
No, Mr. Chair. We have completed our business for the interim.
And Mr. Chair?
Representative Nelson.
Yes, I would just once again like to say to all of y'all how proud I have been to serve with you. I'm so thankful for the many good things we've done to protect our consumers. And I wish y'all all a very productive session and harmonious and well worth the time and effort and sacrifice you all make. And God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Representative Nelson, and we really appreciate your participation in this committee. It was really a pleasure to have you on this committee, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
And with that, committee members, I also wish to extend my gratitude to those who served on this committee during this last interim and previous to that. And for those of you that will be back, I'm sure we'll have lots of good discussion and topics that are of great interest to Oregon. And we hope to really pursue a path to address some of these issues in a fair and appropriate manner. And for those of you that won't be back on this committee, my gratitude to your participation. It's actually been quite good from both sides of the aisle on this committee, and I really appreciated all the input that I've received from each of you individually and as a group in the committee forum. So with that, having no other business for this committee at this point, I wish all of you the best holiday and safe travels as I see the snow coming down, and appreciate those of you that will be returning on this committee next session, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of work to do. So with that, I'll adjourn the House Interim Committee on Consumer Protection.
Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.